Yo, gorillas, welcome to the next episode of the Athlete Insider podcast by Gor Nation. My name is Phil, and today we have a special guest from very far from Germany, where I am right now, from Venezuela. Happy to have you here, Gian Piero.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Gian Piero here. Salute to all of you, to all of the community, and thank you for having me here.
Awesome. So yeah, for me, you're a really special athlete. Not only because you have a special style in your freestyle. You're mostly a freestyle athlete, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah. But it's quite unusual that a freestyle athlete weighs 86 kilos. Is it right?
86. Yeah. People say me that always.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm really happy to have you here today and to get to know your story a little. How did you get where you are today? Because yeah, you're also quite successful on social media. You have like nearly 100,000 followers on Instagram and YouTube combined.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're an inspiration, and I'm happy to have you here today.
Thank you.
Perfect. So let's start with the question. You are on a birthday party and somebody you don't know comes towards you and says, hi, I'm Phil. Who are you? How do you present yourself? How do you explain who you are?
Yeah. To someone that doesn't know anything about what I'm doing or what I do for my life, for the sport, I always present myself like an athlete, like anyone else, but I do what I do with my body. I don't need weights, I don't need nothing, and people always tell me like, and how do you do that? And I show them a video. It's because here where I live, this sport isn't big enough. Like in Europe, in USA, and people don't know it. Here in my town, I'm the first one that do it, and it's quite good. People know me about that and always follow me, always like me, and it's good.
Okay. So you live in Venezuela, in South America, if I'm right?
Yeah.
And how big is your city that you're the first one that did calisthenics street workout?
My city isn't big, it's just small town, but it has a lot of parks, and the bars, the calisthenics parks, to say it like, it doesn't exist at all. People just are making push-ups and pull-ups and dips all the time here, like my father do it. All the people, it's like a tradition, because it isn't a rich town and people always train outside all the time, always, almost always. My dad do it. My dad was one of the guys that introduced me to the sport, even if he doesn't know it at all. He just, do some push-up, do some dips. But the sport, it's evolving quite good. And it's nice.
That's crazy. So a lot of people do bodyweight fitness, and they just do exercises, but they don't call it calisthenics or calisthenia.
No. It just call it training outside. Most of the people, like I told you, don't even know that it's a sport that has a name, that people do, that people record themselves. They just go outside and train, and it's good. But my job, my work here, is to make the people know and search for the sport like I do. When I started doing calisthenics, I doesn't even know the name. I just go to the park and do some dips. And a friend of mine told me like, hey, do you have seen one of the videos of Hannibal for King or Bar Stars, and I was like, these were like in 2012, 2011.
Wow.
And I was like, no, let me search it. And when I was searching that, I think, this is there is a sport that people do what I'm doing for a lot of time with my friends, and we don't even know it.
And that's the problem, I think, with the problem with our sport, because a lot of people do home workouts, they do push-ups at home, stuff like that, but they don't count as calisthenics athletes. They have no inspiration online because they don't know how the sport is called, etc.
Yeah.
They just do it for themselves.
That's true. But that's the work that we have been doing for a lot of years to make people know about this sport.
That's true.
And it's good.
And what are you like? What are you working? What is your profession?
I'm work with my dad. My dad is a farmer, and I work with him. Here I'm not here just because of a miracle, because I'm just going to my farm with my dad. I miscalculate the time between Germany and Venezuela, and just put like 5 minutes to go to the farm, and I'm here because of a miracle, technically.
So yeah, we can be lucky that you are here. That's good.
Yeah.
So interesting. And like, how old are you right now?
I'm 24 years old.
24. And when did you start with calisthenics?
Like I'm just told to you, I'm doing calisthenics like half of my life because of my dad. In my house, he always wear a dip bar, and in my school, in the free time, we always go and do some dips with help, with or friends help, with always, half of my life I've been doing this. We know that the sport doesn't come to me to say to like that until 2011 or 2012. So I've been doing it consciously like for 8 or 9 years.
Okay. And you said that there are a lot of parks, street workout calisthenics parks in Venezuela. Overall,
yeah. Not street workout parks like in Europe, but just multifunctional structures that has a dip bar and a pull-up bar. Just that. Okay. You can freestyle there, trust me.
Okay, so really basic stuff, but you have the possibility to work outside.
In here in Venezuela, we have a lot of urbanisms, close urbanisms, and in everyone is always a pull-up bar or dead bar, like I told you.
Okay, interesting. Because you are also traveling a lot, right? You're when a visitor comes to your Instagram page, he sees a lot of shots from Italy. From last year, you were in the UK. You visited Jay. So like you travel a lot, and what is the biggest difference that you see between Venezuela, concerning calisthenics and the calisthenics sport, and Europe? Or let's take Europe.
Well, the main difference that I always saying is in other places the sport has evolved for more years than here. Here is just at the beginning of the what we call street workout, and most of the people still doing only basics. Here in Venezuela, it's quite rare to see a guy freestyling. It's quite rare because it's not evolved at all. Like in Europe, most people use it, like I told you 5 minutes ago, just for training. Just training to be healthy. And it's not like in UK that you walking around the streets and you see people flying around in every park now. Here is in Israel like that. There is a community here. There is a lot of people doing that, but it isn't evolved like in other places like USA, Europe, etc.
Okay. So there is a national championship in Venezuela, yeah. Right? I saw some posts from you.
Yeah.
And it's easy for you. Like, is there a competition for you? That's the question that I have.
Yeah. One of the best athletes of the world, I don't know if you know him, is Victor Allende.
Yeah.
Well, he lives here all of his life, and he moved to Chile like 2 years ago, and there were people like Victor Allende here in Venezuela that was good, but the situation here is not good enough in the country, and most of the athletes move outside to other countries, and the federation that once served here in Venezuela right now isn't active, right? For like 2 years, isn't active anymore because most of the people that were here there move out to Spain, to Chile, Argentina, etc.
What is it?
Right now we have competitions. I've been judging a lot of competitions lately, but the federation itself, the World Calisthenics Federation, isn't active right now in Venezuela.
Okay. So yeah, what is the situation like in Venezuela? Why are they moving away from Venezuela?
Because I don't know if you know, Venezuela is struggling right now for the political situation. It's not good for all the citizens that live here, but well, we are in a position that a lot of people are right now emigrating out, and it's bad for the country, for the sport, and for everything around.
Okay. So let's get to the point. I think everybody is wondering, how is it possible to freestyle with your weight? Like, I've not been so lucky that we met in person. We never met in person. But when I watch your videos, etc., it's like crazy. You're so massive. It's insane to see your explosivity.
Thank you.
How is it? Like, is it just your body type? Did you train for it? What is the story?
My advantage that I always say to the people that that sees me freestyling is that I've been doing like 4 years or 3 years or more of only basics, and I gain a lot of strength, the muscular strength, and when I'm doing freestyle, it's not like a regular big guy doing freestyle, because I have a lot of control of my body alongside me, and because of, I always tell the people that do basic before freestyling, because it helps for the injuries, it helps for everything. It's, for me, that worked, and that's my secret.
Okay, so you said that you heard the name calisthenics the first time 2011, 2012, yeah. Something, and before you did 3-4 years of basics only.
No, I from 2011, I knew the name of calisthenics, the sport, but I didn't start doing freestyle.
Okay,
I don't like it much. I just knew about the muscle ups and stuff like that, and do it like for 2 or 3 years. I don't count from 2011 back. I don't count it to years of training, because I knew it. I do regular dips, push-ups, pull-ups, but not regularly. And I don't count it. I count like 2011 to now.
Okay. So if somebody wants to start with freestyle now and he's a complete beginner, what would you recommend to him?
Well, it depends on the body type. If it is a big guy, I recommend it to do basics and to train himself, the body, to feel good with his body and then start doing freestyle. But if it is a regular guy, a normal body type guy, I always say that he can start freestyling alongside basics. He can do freestyle, and if 360 doesn't come out in a while, doesn't matter. You are doing basic and you're doing freestyle alongside both.
Okay. Because when I thought about it, we didn't say that you're 1.73 meters. Like everybody who's 2 meters and says, yeah, 86 kilos is not that much, but you're like, for your height, 86 kilos is a lot. So, yeah. What I was thinking, the joints, like, how do you prepare the joints? You said you do a lot of basics, but is it everything, or do you also do some mobility? What is your secret to not get injured?
Yeah. I train a lot of mobility, always. When in the middle of the day before training, I do mobility. Always, I focus it on my shoulders my shoulders and elbows, because it's the most delicate. Delicate. Stressful part of the body. Yeah. And always training like one or twice of a normal training day. And I would like to tell you that I've been like for, I don't know if you know it, but I've always said in Instagram that I have a shoulder dislocation. Okay. Like 1 year ago. Right now I'm good. I just stopped training like for 2 months, 3 months. I'm good. I'm training basics. I can do 360s. I can do 540s. But I cannot compete because it's so stressful, my shoulder. So it's not 100%. But I right now I'm not doing a lot of freestyle because of that, and that's one of the problems of being big and doing freestyle, you know.
Is it an injury that just came by time, or was it one accident?
No. Well, it came by time, like little by little, just not feeling well. That I still doing freestyle, doing statics, and it come little by little. So one day it just dislocated itself and was quite bad for me, because it was like a year ago and I cannot compete anymore for a long, and it's quite demotivating for me, but I'm still training. Basics, I can do basics, and right now I'm doing basics all days. I can do, like I told you, I can do 360, I can do 540s, I can do some things, but I prefer not to do much, to watch on my shoulder until it is 100% healed.
Okay. And when you look back now, what would you change to not get injured? Like, if you could put back time.
One of the things that I will change is that I think one of them is to, in some point, I think I just came too big for doing freestyle. And at one moment, I was weighing like 90 kilos, 89 kilos, and doing freestyle. And for me, right now, thinking in backwards, I think that was too much. I just need to get down to 82 for doing freestyle. Right now that I'm not doing freestyle, I'm in 86 and a half kilos, but it doesn't matter because I'm not doing freestyle. I'm doing only basics. But for me, that's one of the things that helped to the injury of my shoulder. The other reason that I got injured was that I do it a lot. I do it a lot. All days I've been doing freestyle. My hands were sore and I'm doing freestyle. I don't care. At the moment, I don't think that an injury was like that. It was for my weight. And that's the other reason why I think that the injury came out.
Okay. But still, like, a question that we get a lot is, how do I gain mass with calisthenics? Like, a lot of people ask us, how do I gain weight? How do I gain mass? How do I gain muscle mass? What is your advice to someone wanting to gain?
That's a good question. Because the problem with calisthenics that I always do it in my YouTube videos and stories for Instagram, the main problem with calisthenics is that most of the people don't have a trainer that tells you, do it 20 reps, 6 times, and people just get the tire and I'm going home. That's the main problem. Because we in the gyms, you always have that guy in your ear tell you, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. And calisthenics, most of the people don't have it. And I'm just saying that you need to have it. But it's the motivation behind it. And people, I knew a lot of people that always came to the park and I'm doing some pull-ups and I'm doing some dips, I'm doing some push-ups. Okay, I'm done, I'm going up. That's the main problem in this sport. And I always say, because we need to schedule our workouts, we need to write down what we do, improve that numbers and all stuff like that, and we are going to see results alongside with healthy and good eating. You are going to see results. That's the main problem, I think. That's the main problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting, because I think maybe everybody knows what you mean, because when you say it, I also have these workouts when I didn't set a schedule, when I didn't set a goal for like a really every exercise, every repetition number, like the workout is always, most of the times it's not good, because I just do some, it's not a rep number. If you do some,
and you think, no, I'm done, doing good. It's done for today. And that's really bad. And a lot of people don't know it, but because most people don't have that knowledge to know how many reps they need to do and stuff like that.
That's true. Okay, get it. What was the most difficult exercise that you've ever learned?
You mean in
skill?
Like,
For
dynamic skill.
Let's talk about dynamics. What's the craziest dynamic skill? The most difficult for you that you learned?
Well, I think that it's not difficult at all, because I invented the inverted ganger, but I trained on it like for months, because I didn't see anyone doing it, and I was like, I need to invent it. It was on my mind, and I trained on it like for 3 months or 2 months straight, working on the move until one day I landed. And to this day, from this day, it was like an everyday trick for me. It wasn't hard, but I don't know how it's doing. I was figuring out how to do it, the inverted ganger, and it was a lot of fun doing it. But talking about what the hardest move that I learned, I think that it was the front flip. the front flip of the bar. It was a lot of carry at the beginning. But I landed. I don't regret it. Never regret the front flip, but I was quite happy to learn it from myself. I just throw it like crazy and landed.
And did you try it with mattresses or how did you learn it?
With what? Sorry?
Like with mats or like some soft
material? No. I train always like my first part, I have sand, like beach sand on the floor. And my second part, I have grass, only grass.
Okay, so hardcore. Okay.
It was a little bit hardcore, but with the proper training and the proper time, you will get it done anyways.
And looking backwards, was it more an exercise for or a difficulty in the head, for the mindset, for conquering the fear?
I say it a lot of time that when you have something to land on it, your mind will tell you that you have that thing to land on it and you will not land the trick. And it's like you said, it's a mental exercise that you don't have anything below your feet and you have to land the trick or death, something like that.
That's a good thing. Land it or you're dead. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice. When you say mobility, what does your your mobility routine look like to protect your joints?
I'm just doing mobility like exercise that I know of mobility because I've been doing yoga for a while, like 2 or 3 years ago, with an uncle of mine that does yoga, and I learned up all things about that. And right now I'm just doing it here in my house, use mobility exercise for shoulders, for joints, etc.
Do you do it after waking up or before the workout or in the evening?
I like to do it just after I waking up and before coming to bed, because I always train like middle of the day, like 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m., and I don't like to do it close to the training. I like to do it as far as from the training, and it when I just wake up and before bed. I don't always do it twice a day. I always try to do it twice a day, but I not always do it. But before getting out of bed, I almost do it.
Okay. Nice. Something I would be interested in. What was your biggest success in? What was the best moment in your calisthenics career? So since you do calisthenics, what was the best moment?
The big moment for me, my biggest moment in calisthenics was. When I came to Chile, and to the world stage, Chile, and I reached the semifinals and lost against my friend Victor Allende. Only were 3 people from Venezuela in that world stage, and I came in semifinals against him, and was quite sad, but was one of the best moments of my career. Because it was tall and it was good. It was a nice event and enjoying it.
Nice. Sounds good. Like a strong team, like small but
strong team.
From Venezuela then.
Yeah.
Because in South...
And Victor Allende won that world station. Was good for me because the guy who beat me was the guy who won the title.
That's good. That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Nice. Because I also did an interview with Vitaly Melnik, and he said his favorite athlete is also like Allendez, if I pronounce it right, like Victor.
He's an absolute beast.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like crazy. I watched him again after the interview with Vitaly, and it's just insane. Like his statics are crazy.
Yeah, Victor, if you're watching this, salute my friend.
Salute.
Long time no see.
Nice.
He's a big friend of mine here in Venezuela. Sadly, he moved out, but he's still a friend of mine.
Awesome. What does your typical day look like? You wake up, you do your mobility, then you go to work, or what is it like?
Yeah, not all days I go to work because I'm just working with my dad, and when I need to do something, I do it. Almost days I came out after my mobility, and I don't breakfast. I'm doing fasting for like 5 years now. I'm go outside and do whatever I wanted to do. I need to do, sorry. And now came house. I'm studying too. I'm studying. I don't know how to translate to English, but engineering. But I don't know how to translate the specific career. I'm studying. I'm almost graduating now. Well, with all the team with the virus and quarantine right now, it's stopped. But I'm almost graduating from university.
Oh, okay.
And then I came to the park that is a few blocks from my house and train. Like all days, I train like 3, 4, 5 p.m. That's the time that I train. And now that's all. Came house, have dinner.
And do you have a special nutrition? Did I understand right? Do you intermittent fasting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing intermittent fasting like for 5 years now. I have doing a lot of dieting methods, but fasting is the one that belongs to me. And I also do ketogenic, I know who spell it, how to spell it, for a year and a half, but right now I'm not doing anymore, I'm doing just fasting.
Okay, nice. Interesting. So, before we come to an end of the episode, I still have some quick questions with some quick answers from you. And the first question is, what do you prefer, pizza or burger?
burger. I think burger.
Okay. And do you prefer cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dog person? Okay.
Yeah. I love cats too, but because I have two dogs, I think I love more dogs, but I love cats too.
Okay, nice. What was your best holiday location yet? Because you travel a lot, what was your best location, your best country, city where you've been?
My favorite country right now, right now, my favorite country of all time is Italy, because I have family from there, my ancestor was from there. And I love to visit Italy, and my favorite city of the world is Florence, and I just love it.
Okay. And something that I was interested in, do you say calisthenia or calisthenics?
Calisthenia.
Calisthenia.
Here we say calisthenia.
Okay. Nice. What is, wait a second, who is your favorite calisthenics athlete?
Of all time?
Of all time.
For sure, Hannibal Forkin.
Okay.
Hannibal Forkin.
So he also,
he's my idol still.
Wow.
of all time.
Nice. What is, do you have a favorite book?
Well, no. To be honest, no.
That's good.
To be completely honest, no. I'd like to read more than I do, but I don't do it at all. Okay. To be honest.
It's good. It's,
I would like honest. To, but I don't do it.
Perfect. I think we already have the answer, but what was the best calisthenics event you've been at?
Yeah, you have the answer. That was the World Calisthenics stage in Chile.
Chile, okay. Nice. And last question, dynamics or statics?
Dynamics all the time. I prefer basics. Always prefer basics, but in dynamics or statics, I always prefer dynamics because it's a problem for me for doing statics. Like for heavy guys, it's always much harder to do statics, and it was always a problem for me because here in the sport we don't have weight categories, and I in every competition that I've been, it's Giampiero against 65 kilo guy, and I don't have anything against it, but it's more difficult to meet, and because of that I always prefer dynamics.
Okay, so if I would ask basics or dynamics, and you're just allowed to train one thing the rest of your life, you would choose basics?
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
For sure. I think that I love dynamics, but I think that dynamics is a competition thing, not a life thing. You know, you train dynamics as well as statics, and you're training for a purpose. You're training for a competition. You're training for reach a goal. You're training for that, but it's not a life thing. You know me?
Yeah.
At some point, you will not be able to do dynamics or statics, but the basics will always be with you.
Yeah.
Like they say.
And I like the answer, because I think a lot of calisthenics athletes, they don't do enough basics. And that's they don't, like, they stagnate at some point, and they have injuries because the joints and the tendons don't grow.
Yeah. And that's because of skipping basics. Yeah. Basics will make you strong enough to do whatever you want with your body.
That's true. Do you do weighted calisthenics or just body weight?
No, weighted okay. as well.
Okay.
I do it more like always body weight, but one or sometimes twice a week, I do weighted calisthenics. I love it too.
Interesting. Nice. So when people want to get in touch with you and contact you, where do they find you?
Well, they can find me, obvious, on my Instagram, that is SW_Giampiero, and my YouTube channel, that is Giampiero Fusco.
Perfect. We will also put it in the description, so everybody's interested. Like everybody who's interested, they can go to your Instagram, to your YouTube. The YouTube videos are in Spanish, right?
Yeah. Are in Spanish.
But
maybe in the future I started to do it in English, but right now they are in Spanish.
Perfect. But like this, people can learn Spanish, and it's really nice. You have a good you have good English. It's really nice to talk to you. I always have to smile when you say "aquí" when you speak.
Yeah.
That's nice. But I think your English is really comprehensible, and it's nice.
All right. Thank you, man. I'm glad to hear that.
So perfect. We will come to an end. And before you can end the episode and say goodbye, I will I want to say thank you to everyone who listened, everyone who made it to the end of this interview, because it's quite some time to listen to this.
Yeah.
And thanks a lot, Giampiero, for being here. Thanks for taking the time. And if you like this episode, support it, share it, give it to your friends who are also like strong and massive and want to do freestyle like Gian Piero. So yeah, thanks for being here. You have the last words.
Thank you to you too.